Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. The slow drip game week continues. We're not even done with it, and we're already potting.
Yeah, I mean, not much has happened since we last potted, so this should be a pretty typical standard pod.
Yeah, right? just the Super League, a fucking one game a day for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
ESL, English as a second language. It's just so English much. Language, so much shit popped up.
Esports League.
Esports League. Whatever you want it to be.
So what do you want to, do you want to cover this for a few minutes? Because I'm sure people were, I mean, like, whatever. You have anything to say?
No, I don't want to cover it at all. I can say that I'm doing a fireside with Mike Goodman. He's been on before. That's going to be all ESL. I want to hear about all that shit with him, you know? And that'll be on Thursday next week, but I think this is just FPL pod, man.
So we're not doing a My Life next week? You're going to do that one?
Maybe My Life on Wednesday, Goodman on Thursday afternoon, but we'll figure that out. But before we move on to our teams and all that shit, I just wanted to say also, for the past like 2-3 pods, I've been doing Twitch streams after we record the main pod, where I just edit it live and people just hang and chat and whatever. You can hear the pod before it comes out if that interests you. And yeah, so people should come. Twitch.tv/FMLPL. Let's go.
So that'll be for next week's.
Yeah, because no one's going to hear this in time. But, you know, got to shout it out at some point. So
no, it's a good, I mean, advertise.
Yeah, yeah. So how are you doing this week?
Good. I mean, you know, work's been good. Kids doing well. Everything's pretty good in my life. We got a trip planned in June. Looking forward to that.
That's great. Where are you going?
Yeah. We're going to go up to wine country for a weekend.
Incredible. Friends.
What about you?
See, Nan or Fran? What's that woman's name?
Fran. I don't have any Frans in my life.
We went up to wine country when we were in
Nance.
Nance.
You savage.
Nan, Fran, that's pretty fucking close. Come on. Give me that FPL scoop. What's happening in Walshland?
I'm on 49. I'm just getting red cards and like sub 11 men again as usual. And
hey, you're on 52, right?
Oh, with 3 points.
You're getting Smith Rowe and Keenan. Yeah. Do not forget about Smith Rowe and Keenan.
Whoa, hold me back. Here I come.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's just it's a mess, dude. No goalkeeper. I mean, I took hits to try and get 11, and I'm just struggling. I mean, the Kevin injury midweek or before the thing is just the things that dreams are made of. And Mo Ben, you know, it's one thing after another. Ass pill bench. Mendy. It's ridiculous. It's just the things keep happening.
Yeah, I can't be stopped.
It's whatever. That's it. You know, Stones, dude, red card today. What? Are you kidding me? Unreal.
So yeah, I don't remember him getting a red card really in the past. Maybe one or something.
It's just been all of that for me. What about you? How are you doing over there?
I also took a hit. I'm on 58 right now, but I've Vardy, Iheanacho, Fofana left to go. Unfortunately, Christensen 7 first on my bench. Probably not going to come in because all of them should play. I also
look at you not using first on your bench, and I'm scraping to the third.
Well, that's like
must be nice.
Like obviously must the hit nice. Gained points for me because I got Son and Lingard, but it's kind of annoying that. You know, Christensen would have just played and he got the same points as Lingard. So if I just did the Sun move, I would have been in a better spot this week.
Yeah.
Whatever. Depth is good.
You have a lot of action tomorrow.
Yeah, I also had no keeper. A lot of Mendy Forsters in the world with no keeper.
I mean, imagine
so.
What could have been if you had Emmy still.
Yeah, he could have got me, what did he get, 1 point? 2 points?
1 point.
Yeah.
You could have had one more point.
Could have been here. Or I could have got Leno. I was really considering Leno. Nate talked me out of him. But Matt Ryan trains like a fucking beast, so didn't anticipate that. But I'm on a little bit of a green, and yeah, like you said, a lot of action tomorrow. I have triple, so I think that's like a massive differential.
Anyone for sure
outside
for
of the sure. Nacho in that
lot
game.
A lot of action. Good luck tomorrow, Titty.
Oh, thank you, Titty.
I'll be pulling for you.
Oh, thank you, Titty. Are you gonna watch the game?
No. Absolutely not.
Making sure. I know you love Big Sam, you know, I don't know. Not gonna do league updates as there's still a week to go and lots of auto subs and all that shit. So yeah. Anywhere particularly cool. You want to start?
No.
People liked everything we said about Man United last week.
What was that?
Just shouting Greenwood. We were shouting Cavani. We were shouting.
You were on the Greenwood. That was
not
all you did.
Bruno. We were shouting Paul. They came through. They win 3-1. You know, Paul
got
assists.
Like, kind of a lucky assist, though.
Well, he was in. I think he was in good areas. Yeah, he won his headers in the box and stuff. And
well, this is the thing, you know, that you love to see, right? Home Burnley for Paul. You must start Fred and McSauce home Burnley because that's a game where you really need extra steel in front of the back four. Insane. For a team that attacks so much like Burnley. You know, and so Ole just really masterclass there.
The thing that
really good job by him
specifically bothers me about that is that. Even when they attack, they fucking long ball it over your midfield. It's not like Conte plays against Burnley and gets like 12 recoveries. Unreal. Oh my God, Conte done. No, they just kick it over his fucking head and try and win the ball in the air. But
that's unreal.
Aside the
good
point,
for Paul, though. Good for Paul.
Yeah, Paul's in. He played forward. Cavani subs on in half, rectifies it. Yeah. They score 3 goals. Everything's good. Greenwood deflected goal, but also one legit goal.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I don't know. Ritzy said, great shout on Greenwood. Why on earth do you guys never follow up on your player shouts on the pod? And
I mean, that's whatever.
I was thinking about that, though, and like, okay, the reason I didn't is because I got Lingard, which seemed more pressing to me before this week. Otherwise, 100% would have got him. So I don't know. Yeah. I think this is more for like a... you know, postseason type of analysis type of thing. But I think the reason we often don't get the guys we like or are shouting is because we feel that our team isn't in the situation where we have the opportunity to get that player. You know what I mean?
That's true. I mean, we also just shout a lot of people because we're in the
shouting business.
So it's easy to, you know, narrow down like the one when it comes in like this and then ignore the four other ones that were dumb as fuck.
Yes, that is also true.
That's separate. You know, the thing about this is that I don't know if just to distill it down is I'm you're way better than this than I am, because when I hate someone, I fucking hate them forever. When you hate someone, they can come back into the good
graces. Come back into my life. Yeah.
When you historically like don't like a player or hate a player for fantasy, and that's like what you've been saying for a while, and then all of a sudden you switch and you're like, he's good now. That's like the thing, like for you. When I'm listening to your opinions, like that's what I'm gonna try.
Oh, really? Okay.
Remember.
That's
because then
I
was
not aware
something
of that.
Extra.
Right. Okay. So
it's
you're
a different
saying
story
the Greenwood.
Than like DCL. Like, yeah, DCL is always good. Like, it's the blah, blah. But like, if, yeah, like Greenwood, like you fucking were shitting on Greenwood since preseason, end of last year. Like, like for a long time. And then when something changed, something clicks that you see and you're starting to shout the player that, that you hate, then it's like, okay, let me, let, we got to listen to this one.
Good to know. Yeah, okay.
I think that's the thing.
That's rule book material that's right
a,
there for
yeah,
next
that's
season.
A rule, that's a bulletin board one.
Yeah. Yeah. And then can I get a hell yeah? Said Bruno to Greenwood. Easy game. Sure. I don't know. Whatever.
Bruno, you know, he's a trap right now.
He needs a breather.
He needs his looks dog. He had one good shot. I mean, he could have scored a goal, but he's been doing that.
Yeah, one good shot.
Where he has, from distance, mind you, where, you know, he could have curled one or whatever, but, you know, he's kind of like a coverage-y trap right now where he's looked bad for quite some time. So, you know, it's really like you got to just ball check and see, you know, you can't really be watching the player and saying like, this is an 11-5 premium FPL asset. He's he doesn't look it at all.
Not at all.
Stats back that. And, you know, the pens in the league have also kind of gone down recently. So,
I mean, his last non-pen goal in the league was fucking Valentine's Day against West Brom.
It's a long time ago.
It's a really long time ago.
So he thinks he's like Son or something.
It's fucking Mo.
I don't know. But also on the United thing, I did want to make another comment about this. Is I still didn't watch that game and felt like United were like so good. I felt like Burnley are just so bad.
But
like
that
they
was
were,
part of the shouts.
No, it was
like
part
I
of
was
the
saying,
shout.
Because Bruno and then Lee. I mean, sorry, Burnley and then Leeds. You know, like
Yeah, part of the shout definitely. But it's just it's. I'm still like, well, I still watch this team and it's like, I don't consider them. I consider more like the opposition, if that makes sense. Like,
I agree with that.
With City, it's like, I don't give a shit who they play. I expect them to win to nil every game.
Right. Or even earlier in the season when Kane and Son were looking incredible, it was like, whatever. Yeah. They're so good. They'll find a way against anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't feel that way. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I mean, again, like, he picks the two DMs with Paul. And,
insane.
I mean, Burnley
and
just doing the thing, and then and no Cavani. Yeah. I mean, he needed a rest or something like that. You could talk me into that. Fine. Sure. But he's. You know, then all of a sudden, Burnley do the thing. First goal, like, they do the dumb thing where they push the guys up, right up against the halfway line, boom, in behind. Like, it's insane. Like, why they do that? They've been doing it for fucking months. Don't know what's wrong with why they're doing that. But it's just, it's a madness. They just don't have the pace on the line to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing's transpired. But Fred, I saw that team chat. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Just inexcusable. Even the Man United fans in our Discord were like, what?
You know, like,
bunch of it. Brad, Pete, Golden Silva, Captain Mario, they're in our situation with Mendy on Chelsea. What the fuck do we do with Mendy? Like, I think we have to transfer him out.
Is he not playing? Like, is what's the thing? I thought he got like gave Kepa an extra bone because he did good in the game before in the cup
game.
Yeah,
but how many bones does one need?
I don't know. How does Forster just all of a sudden stop playing?
Well,
he's been playing for like
also,
2 months.
Yeah, he played in the cup. He conceded one goal in like the semifinal or whatever. I was like, okay, he did fine. I didn't watch. He doesn't play either. But, I mean, Tuchel is setting us up for like... I'm scared for Chelsea next season, FPL-wise, because we may have a second like roulette merchant. Like...
Yeah,
it's terrifying.
Yeah, it might be a stay away. Well, we don't have to solve tomorrow's problems today.
I know.
Today's problem
but
is
Mendy, you're just not transferring him out?
I didn't even think about it. I have fucking red cards and blanks and shit.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
Are you? I don't
you
know.
Have a lot
I don't want to take a minus 20.
You have a lot of things happening.
So I think I'm just going to like cross my dicks and hope to God that one of these two fucks start. And if they don't. Goalkeepers get 1 point all the time. I mean, dude, the smugness of people like with Emmy before the game today, like LOL, Mendy, like, and then the fucking player runs out and gets a point. It's like, dude, okay, relax, guys. Like, it's the goalkeeper. Like,
Emmy getting a point is really rare. How did he only get one save? City are so weird.
Well, they had the fucking red card, so that helped.
Yeah.
But they don't shoot a lot.
Everyone should just get Bob Sanchez. He just fucking flies in points.
You think Mendy, though? I mean, I think with a blank coming, I'd be difficult. It's difficult for me to envision a team where, you know, that's the place. But, I mean, I guess if you're buying that, like, Kepa could just keep playing, what has Mendy done to lose his spot?
Got nothing for you. I just got a shrug. Like, I have nothing. I just know that if there's a chance, and obviously now we know there's a chance that he doesn't play, I don't want to get zero from the spot for the rest of the season.
So is it transfer Forster to Kepa? Is that where we're coming to? Oh, is that the answer?
Oh my god, I don't know. Yeah, it's a blank.
He's only 4'7".
So I don't have Kane, Son. I mean, I could get anyone.
I kind of love that.
Could get De Gea, you know, someone. Pope.
I couldn't believe Aspilly fucking fuckhead didn't play.
That's what I mean with Tuchel, man. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, he's been nuts. He's been changing the team literally every game. It's a different
constantly.
Team. Constantly.
And also the positions
working,
of the players.
But not for us.
Well, they nil-nilled Brighton, so it's not working that great, you know?
Well, yeah, that's a fair point.
We got some Spurs questions. GA Baby said, is it time for Bale again? Dude, fucking, before we go into this, you pointed out...
But you didn't answer the... What are you doing with Mendy? Because I clearly haven't thought about this as much as you. What are you... Are you going to...
I mean, we'll get there on our teams, but my gut is like, yeah, he's probably got to go. Okay. I mean, I think all the right. number one and most important thing for keeper is nailedness. Like, but above
you
team,
might be able
above
to
cleans,
to
above saves. Well, yeah, yeah, I mean, for sure. No, but no, like keeper, it's like if they just start, then, you know, whatever. Like, anyone could get a random pen save, a random fucking 8 save, max bones, whatever. But if they're not, if they're in and out of the team, it's just an utter disaster.
It's not good.
Yeah, so Spurs, yeah, you pointed out to me and the rest of the guys that Ryan Mason is their fucking manager. He's
easy call. He's an easy pick.
So young.
Yeah, who's the youngest?
He's 29.
Easy manager. Friends with the play.
Seeing him was just weird as fuck.
He's got tats. He's got a sleeve. He's you know, his head stapled together. He's got it all, baby.
He's one of the lads.
You know, he bleeds orange and black. The hall never forget.
Yeah.
Harold Kane's best friend. A lot of action. Fucking Levy basically plays an intern. You know, doesn't have to pay him probably.
Yeah, that's
a lot
true.
A lot of good points, man. When you're the sputtering and you're paying Mourinho out the fucking ass to not manage your team.
To make the money back on the Super League.
Yeah.
GA Baby said, is it time for Bale again? Golden Silva said, how much of a rush would you be to get Mo in over Son? And Slim Charles said, do you guys think it's worth it to keep Son for the upcoming fixtures or just go for the inform, in quotes, Mason Greenwood? We both hit in Son last week, which worked out great. He got 12 points. And I think you brought it up last week that their matches after the blank are Sheffield, Leeds, Wolves. I mean, specifically Sheffield and Leeds are the two really, really good ones. So what are you doing with Kane's son?
Well, Kane's injured. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, no one knows the severity, right? We'll see if he plays in the cup final. I imagine he will, unless he's truly fucked.
Yeah, I mean...
The cup final. Yeah, it's a big problem.
That's a problem because we have got
being
a
injured
blank
sucks.
And he's injured. And it's the same little fucking ankle that is his broken piece of shit on his body.
I'm surprised it took this long for someone to just leave one in on his ankle.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Son.
Maybe NFL is just like we're used to like a dirtier sport or something. But if there's like a linebacker with a hurt shoulder, like he's going to get annihilated in his shoulder. Like,
yeah, right.
For
I mean,
sure.
As you should. You got to take your competitive advantages where you can find them.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with transferring both out. I don't have a problem with keeping one. I mean, you're not telling me that Spurs are going to be blowing the doors down till the end of the season with fucking Ryan Mason. I don't give a fuck who they're playing. You know, they've got a few easy fixtures, but
I don't agree with that. I mean, Kane against Sheffield
like
and Leeds.
A goal or two.
If
dude,
he plays,
the fucking guy's injured. Like he's injured, so you know that's a tough one to me to stomach. I think if the rest of your team's in really good shape and you can afford to hide him and hope that he comes back or hide him and then if he's not back, you use your transfer arm in 34. But the risk with that is, you know, you're putting 12 mil in a big empty on your bench for 33, which doesn't feel great.
Not ideal.
So, you know, I would rather be aggressive and transfer injured players out because managers lie, interns lie. No idea when this guy is going to come back again, let alone coming back too soon, which is probably like if we're looking through the logic, he always does that. But coming back too soon on an injury and playing a cup final, I mean, if you're gonna walk out of that game, you know, with nothing happening, God bless you. But you know, that seems like a long shot to me.
Well, and then there's also the narrative of like he also has a Euros very soon that he wants to be fit for. Fucking
yeah. I mean, you're telling me like home Sheffield United that they either A, need him to play,
no,
or B, you know, it even fucking matters if they get no. 0, 1, or 3 points. None of the above.
Yeah,
you know,
none of the above.
So yeah, I mean, I prefer transferring Kane out and holding Son. You know, if he got both,
talked me into that. Yeah,
yeah. And then again, right? Worst case scenario, you know, we've hit players out and hit them back in before, but we know he's not playing Gaming 33, and we don't know if he's playing Gaming 34. If he's like totally fit, fucking banged 7 goals in the cup final, he just can hit him back in.
Yeah, hit him straight back in. Yeah,
yeah.
I guess my follow-up question is, like, who the fuck?
No clue.
Who the fuck? Because
absolutely
that was Bjorn against question. He said, are there any fucking forwards left in this miserable game? Yeah. So, like, Obbs and Laka are ruled out. Kuhn's dead. Timo, LOL. Jesus, sort of LOL. Bob, sort of LOL. Like, Martial's hurt. And there's Cavani.
Go to Cavani. Yeah, Cavani looks like the logical. Or Vardy. You know?
I'm just
Vardy.
Scared. Yeah, I have Vardy. I actually do like the Vardy pick. Yeah, I mean, it's a leap of faith. And we're potting before Leicester even played.
Tomorrow,
but
it doesn't matter what happens in that game. You know, they're playing Palace. We're done. The season's over.
Yeah,
so.
The thing that I was saying maybe 2 weeks ago or whatever about Vardy is that, like, one of the reasons I still believe, even though he hasn't scored in forever and all that shit, is like all of the underlyings are basically the same as they've been for him the last 2-3 years, like shots and XG and all that stuff.
Recently with Nacho, though, still?
Yeah, I mean, he's still shooting a lot. I'll pull it up, but yeah, he's still shooting, like, not a lot, but his normal amount, which is like 2.5 times a game. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, against Sheffield, he had 5 shots and 4 key passes. You know, against West Ham, he had 2 shots. That's normal Vardy. It's just like, and I'm seeing him make the normal Vardy runs, too. I'm seeing him get behind all the time, even if the pass doesn't come off. Like, that's what you want to see, because if the pass comes off, he's probably going to score more times than not. So, it is a leap of faith, and it's definitely like a fixtures over form, whatever the fuck. But, like, I think there's reason to believe. It's not like his numbers have just fallen off a cliff and there's signs that he's like done or anything like that.
Yeah,
that's not what's been happening this season. Yeah.
He's looked a little bit less good to me than he has in seasons past, but I take your point. I think it's certainly reasonable, especially in the face of the other options, which they're not, you know, the door's not being blown down with other options.
Yeah, there's really not many.
I think, Cavani, and I mean, the other, you know, if you're looking real, you know, real short term, but I mean, it looks like the poor child, the filth, is not getting the look in. And, you know, Billy Jose does play Burnley. Burnley are so shocking. It's
horrendous,
a punt, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking a big punt there. But, you know, if you're looking at the forwards and you want a replacement for this week, you know, I mean, Iheanacho, we didn't mention, of course, goes without saying there.
Great pick.
You know, I think Billy J you could go for.
He also has West Brom in 34 if Kane, you know, doesn't demand us to get him back. But also I wanted to bring up Bamford. I mean, he has Man United. Bad fixture. But not, you know, unscorable. And then
Brighton's got pens.
Then they're done with their really bad run. I mean, Brighton, Spurs aren't like fantastic, but they end the season Burnley, Southampton, West Brom. Like, Leeds, after watching Liverpool, I'm still like, I want Leeds guys. Like, I still want Leeds guys.
A little concerned, though, about no Rafinha. I feel like Helder's invisible. The more and more I've watched Leeds, I mean, probably watched like 30 or 29 of their games this season, is just so startling, is the caliber of the individual players is so far below the standard. Like, it's kind of shocking and embarrassing, sort of, when you actually look at the individuals, like when they have in isolation, like football game actions and not like tactics to make that like more invisible. I don't know. Like, they're just like kind of frustrating.
But it's part of what makes the story so great. Like, the only reason even talking about that is because their promoted side, who's in, like, 10th and scores as many goals as the top four or whatever,
you know? For sure. So, but yeah. I'm just throwing a little cold water.
No, absolutely. But the quality is bad. But you have to also think the guys that they brought in this season have been a big improvement. It's like all, you know, Rafinha and the center backs, whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll probably reinvest next season and get more guys. So, you know, hopefully, it's still on the way up. But
what about, I mean, Dallas, too, is like he's just straight up not playing fullback anymore.
Yeah. I mean, he only played fullback for the like 3 weeks I had him. And then he went straight back to number 10. Yeah. I mean, great pick.
Okay.
I think Dallas and Bamford are both great picks. Like, Leeds are just so great. So
I'm
good.
Bamford. I don't know about Bamford, dude. I might need to wait till game week one to get him back in,
dude. I mean,
because Brighton and Spurs, dude, not good fixtures for them.
Spurs, I think, is okay, but Brighton's bad. Yeah,
bad.
Brighton's tough.
That's going to be a tough fixture. Game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So it might be a little early there.
Might be a little early.
That's why you go with a little Billy J.
Yeah,
you know, see what it's like. And but then
it's not a bad thing to get a guy who you can just have for the rest of the season. Yeah, not think about it.
It takes away a transfer that you needed to make for sure.
Yeah,
for
so sure. That's okay. The thing. What about Bale? No, GA baby mentioned. I mean, maybe he's just in now because Ryan Mason. He's senior to Ryan Mason anyway, and he's just like, I'm fucking playing, bitch.
I mean, I guess we have time still because they don't play this week, so we don't have to worry about this.
True.
But I mean, if he runs out, like if Kane's fit and he runs out like Kane's on bail in the cup final, it's like, yeah, that's all I'd need to see to be like,
all.
This is his first choice. That's his first choice. Like, that's what he's going to do. So
that's
I'd be fine with that. So that's what I'd be
like
cooking.
That.
Yeah.
Yep. Moo out. It's just so funny. That's my. One of the most annoying things about the ESL shit is that we didn't get to just bathe in Mourinho catastrophic failure once again.
Yeah. I mean, it is also just really, we're really lucky that it happened so that he's out and we don't have a team that is bad to watch. Like, it's just one team that's not bad to watch, automatically bad to watch. It's been like this, you know, for so fucking long.
Yeah, and his fucking whole routine is just so old. It's so tired.
Yeah,
freezing the people out and the way he talks to the media. It's just like, dude, like we get it, man. We watched All or Nothing. It was funny for one episode. The rest of the show sucked. Like, get over it, dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, it's a thing.
Anywhere else you want to go, or should we just do some questions?
Dude, I don't fucking care, dude.
You're tired. You're burnt out.
Dude, you don't know. I mean, that was the only time I've actually seriously entertained in my head the idea of not potting was the last few days.
Holy shit. Because of the ESL stuff or because
No, because of the ESL.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't really think I want a pod. Like, I don't want to have the pod if these teams leave the division and this is what FPL becomes. Like, I'm not going to want to play that game. I'm not going to be interested.
Yeah.
So that took a toll for old Walshy boy here. I don't know, man.
I'm sorry to hear. That's scary. That's scary shit right there. I better like buy the domain name for FMLESL just in case.
Yeah, and buy the domain for a new fucking pod partner because I'm not going to join you on that.
No, dude. I need to get him back. Just when you thought you were out.
Back in. Could you imagine if we had to do Euros? And all the teams, they were not playing.
We wouldn't do it.
We wouldn't do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's where the dominoes were going to fall.
Yeah, no, it'd be fucking stupid.
I was creating that world in my mind, in the Mind Palace. And
Mind Palace?
It wasn't fun. It's bad, man. So I don't give a fuck where you want to talk about. We could talk about whatever you want, man.
All right, let's do questions. Chucky said, shameless, if you're on free hit, who's your fun picks for Ray and I? You know, it's Chucky and Ray, so.
Chucky and Ray, dude, these fucking guys.
Who are the 1 week punts?
I mean, it's just targeting the laugh riots, right? I mean, it's, I think Wolves, Burnley, I like Potence, definitely.
Mm.
Would be my biggest one for
who's
this
the
week.
Guy who loves tomato in Discord? Is that
some
Haim?
Fucking clown? I don't know. I don't give a shit. But that's where I would be looking at Wolves. I mean, you know all the like obvious picks. You know, like the United guys, and you know,
I would double up probably Greenwood, Cavani,
Leicester.
Dude, listen, Villa have West Brom, Watkins.
Yeah, you could.
You could even punt on like El Ghaz or something.
I think maybe just like double defense is probably what I'd look at. Yeah. If not triple.
But I feel like they're at this point, I feel like West Brom's attack is better than their defense. I feel like that transition happened at some point.
Yeah, that's fair. But they're still West Brom and Villa have, well, they're not. Yeah. Villa still have like good players.
Yeah. Leicester. Yeah. Home Palace.
Brighton have Sheffield United. Brighton have Sheffield. You know, they might score one goal in that game. So you could get the player who scores that one.
You could get someone cheap on Arsenal. Like Nketiah or Saka or even Pepe.
They might just not function though. Everton have been playing with six defenders. If anything, I would want to, I would like Dean. But Dean's been playing kind of out of position like last game or whatever.
Yes, I feel like Arsenal are just way better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe with no Laka, no Obs, no Odegaard.
But then this week is the Europe comes back, so maybe he's going to play some idiots again on Friday. I don't know.
It's actual
They do have 6 days off.
Wait. No, oh, yeah, Europa is this Thursday, tomorrow.
Their game is in 2 days.
Okay.
For the league, and then Europa on Thursday
So it's a lot of time off. Yeah,
it's a lot of time, but it's just a consideration.
Yeah.
No, I think like Dean's reasonable, because they play with so many defenders, and Arsenal are just like doing whatever.
And no, again, no Laka, no Obs. Yeah. Like, that's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
we know, you know, the Liverpool, the Newcastle, obviously, we haven't mentioned that. You have three of them.
I mean,
the slots got filled up pretty quick. So, I mean, I'm sure you're not looking at too many spots where you're punting.
Yeah, we basically just named a full 11, but.
Yeah. Good week to do it. A lot of bankers, you know,
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
So you like to see that.
Hemdog, generic question. Are there any cheap shite 5-3 and under lower 5-3 and lower defenders that you like for the run-in? And Dan Briggs also said best defenders for the run-in.
Well, Dallas, we mentioned, he's still only 5'2". Yeah, you got to put him in there.
Really good.
The other thing that you don't have to worry about him is he fucking plays every game. So that's nice when,
That's a rare thing this season.
Yeah. 5'3". You know, I mean, we talked about Leicester. I still think that holds up. I still think that they're going to keep some cleans. They've got some really nice fixtures.
I agree with that.
Anything else? What are you looking at?
I'm trying to like...
Kabak or whatever the fuck. He's 5.
Yeah. He should be in there. Phillips is just... out, so I don't know what's going on there, but Quebec starts every game. You know, I was really down on the Wolves guys, but listen, against these bad teams, against Fulham, against Sheffield, they don't allow fucking anything, you know, and they still have Burnley, West Brom, Brighton. I was down on them, but that people were right, you know, the people who went like Cody, Saiz, whatever, like against bad teams, they just are so organized and so defensive. It's just, they just don't concede anything. They don't concede any shots.
No, you're right. I mean, they do, they've got 10 cleans this year. I mean, that's a good fucking
number. That's fucking good. And like a disaster down year for them also.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they kept like 13 last year. So, you know, they might almost approach that, and they've been really fucking bad this year. Yeah. Wolves, something neither of us really owned Wolves players all year, except for the few weeks with Jim before he broke his head or whatever his face. So, but that's something for a postmortem, for a precog of, you know, looking at their defenders a little bit more seriously.
They could come in underpriced.
Could be. I mean, even just 5 is like good.
That's really good if you're expecting like 12 to 14 cleans or something.
1 and 3. Okay.
Holding, still got to be in there. I mean, they conceded a dumb penalty to Fulham and absolutely nothing else. They still have Everton, Newcastle, West Brom, Chelsea, Palace, Brighton.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you tell me Cedric's not going to keep 3 or 4 cleans or fuck out of here.
But seriously, that's start every week material there. So I like that. That's a pretty good
list,
I think.
Like Everton though, because he plays with fucking 5 million defenders, and they have a double. Yeah, they have a game in hand.
Oh yeah, they have a game in hand. So that'll probably be in like 35 or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever it is, but Everton is
they have good fixtures. They have good fixtures.
Yeah, pretty good for cleans. They have good fixtures for cleans.
Yeah, they have like 3 bad fixtures for cleans out of the, you know, the 8 left or whatever. So or 7 left. So that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a shout for sure.
So I think we got Pickford and Olsen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Then you'll never have a Mendy Forster sitch. Maybe that's what I'll do next season. Just back to just the cheapest 4-5 and a 4-0. Hold them all season.
Are you baiting me? What are you doing?
No, I'm not baiting anything.
Dude, don't we always talk? We always say this, and then then they put Emmy in the game and the backup's 4-5, so then it's a mess. Or you get, or no, do you know what you could have done this year? Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting.
Matt Ryan, 4-5, backup 4-0.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Ryan gets traded, backup, not the backup. Someone who's never been in the squad before is the new leader in the house. Not Steele, Bob Sanchez.
I forgot that happened either season.
That's insane. What you do, right? You insane. Just do that.
Yeah, whatever happened to Luke Walton, or what was his name?
I don't Bill fucking Walton. Know, dude. Nightmare.
Nightmare ridiculous. Walton.
Even when I do it, I get fucking fucked somehow. It's ridiculous.
God
damn it.
Man plans, God laughs. Grossly incompetent said, fun one. Any teams that you guys haven't had a player from all season?
Well, how's for that? Me, it was Leicester until last week with Iheanacho, I probably.
And you just brought up Wolves.
We had Jim. We did.
I don't know if I did.
Yeah, you did. Well, I started with Jota, remember he was on that team at the beginning of the season. That worked out well again for
us. That was obviously. Did I have
you
did, Jim?
I think. Yeah, I think you did for like a few weeks and then he died and everything was problematic.
I don't think I did. I mean, based on just control F-ing on the transfer page, I played with it on my wild card, but I don't think he ended up in it.
Did you have Pedencio at any point?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Okay. Might be Wolves for me also.
Might be Wolves for you. There you go. Otherwise, I don't know if we've touched on them all.
Newcastle.
Oh, good one.
I don't think so, right? I'm just like looking at the worst teams.
Yeah, no, you're right. Have definitely not had anyone.
No way,
Newcastle
because
for
neither
me.
Of us had Callum, and that was like the only thing. We definitely both had Brewster and Pereira and Fulham. Yeah, I think every other team we've
Newcastle's
graced with our presence.
Then.
Yeah.
It'll always be Newcastle.
Good one by Grossly Incompetent there.
Good job by you.
And then Chester's asking about Jared Bowen. He said he's 6-0, out of position with Antonio out. Hammer's still pushing for top four, whatever. His point returns have been really good. Are we sleeping on him? Is he still on Walsh's fuck-off list? I didn't know he was ever on your fuck-off list.
I love Bowen. I don't know where he's getting that from. That's absolute fucking catfishing. My main issue with Bowen is
you're gonna say what I'm gonna
he
say.
He subs him all the fucking. He just the game. I don't know when he's playing.
And he's not
I
nailed.
Know when he's playing. He's not nailed. Not nailed. Terrifies me.
Not nailed.
The
is
fucking
such
board
a bad
goes
feature.
Up on 60. Like he gets hauled off. He just like doesn't
board
let
goes
him
up
go
on
90.
54. He's off. Like it doesn't matter. And if Antonio's back, he's not starting. So
yeah, I mean he does have four games in a row, with returns, and
he's
think he's
good
very
player.
Very good. Very
yeah, he's
good
a good player.
Just too concerning there. I think there's other places where I'd rather go. Like we talk about Greenwood. We got Jota's in that conversation.
Listen,
Lingard's in the mix. I mean, where are we going here?
They scored two goals against Newcastle. They were dog shit. They were so bad. So our theories of them potentially being bad when teams don't oblige and give them space and sit back and sit deep.
It checks.
Like, so one for one on that. So
yeah, it checks.
And yeah, we'll see. We'll see. They have Chelsea and they have Burnley and they have Everton and they have Brighton. Those are all bad.
Yeah, well, West Ham is just Lingard's team. That's all you need. I think it's a punt, and if you're feeling it, then go punt. But I'm not going to sit here and in good conscience say
yeah,
great pickup for it.
Not
going to stamp that one. No, sorry, friend.
And then FPL Bert on Twitter, he wanted to know what we want to do with keepers. Another keeper question. He said Matty Ryan trains like a beast. Kepa's getting some game time. I don't know about Leno. What are you guys thinking? Back to Emmy God. I don't fucking know, dude.
All we do is talk about keeper, spend our transfers on keeper, and not get very many points.
Maybe I'll get like Patricio or something. Just go full Rui or something. He'll never get dropped. Portugal keeper.
Ruddy's kind of a beast in training. If you follow Tim Spears on Twitter.
I'll ask him. I'll actually tweet him and ask him. How beastly is Ruddy in training? Is Rui under threat? Because, fuck, man, I really don't want to think about it or deal with it.
He's under
at
threat.
All. At all.
I'm going to just get Kepa, dude.
For Forster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But so aren't you triple Chelsea already?
Dude, I'm going to make so many transfers this week. Are you kidding me?
I think that's where we're headed right now. We're done, right? Let's just go to our teams.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Talk to me. Right, so, I shifted in my chair. My ass is sweating. So, I'm ready for it.
Kepa's in. So am I getting rid of Rudiger or ass fuck? I think I just answered that question. Ass pills out.
One of those has an actual name. The other one's ass fuck. So
I can probably, I mean, I need to do something about Kane, Kevin, Stones. I mean, Stones is gone. X gone. Cedric. Son, which other ones do I kill?
Dude, I mean, fuck.
All of them?
Kev seems fucked to me.
Yeah, Kev, fine, fucked, whatever.
And then maybe that's it. I don't know. Do you need more?
Come on.
Do you need more?
Yeah, of course I need more. Dude,
that's
I
four
still don't
moves
have,
and so much
I
money.
I don't care. I still don't have 11 if I do this.
But
do
you know what's
that?
Really fun? Green arrows, $1 billion. But dude, fine. Smith throw Keenan getting minutes. Let's go. That can add up to 11.
It can't. It won't. You know it won't.
It probably won't.
So who else do I kill? I don't want to keep Kane, dude. I don't want Kane's not good.
Then Kane. I mean, he's hurt. You've answered your own question.
Cedric doesn't
play.
So
that's five moves.
Him? Excuse me, Alon, I keep reminding you. I don't care. I want to get players who play. How about that? Because right, you know what's not fun? Getting 9 men every week out and taking a -4.
Yeah,
like, I'm not having players to watch and cheer on.
I'm totally with it. Fun. Just do it all. Just wild
so
card.
Should I just
without
keep, I'll
wild
just
card.
Keep, I'll just keep Sun, though.
Keep Sun. Probably keep Smith throwing Keenan.
Definitely keeping... Dude, I love Keenan.
Can
I
you
never
fucking relax?
Him.
I'm just going through your team.
All right,
keep Iheanacho.
Right,
keep Mo. Keep Jota. Keep Trent. Keep Rude. Keep okay. Son. Keep Mendy.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, you're keeping 10 guys.
So if I get rid
and
of...
You're fucking
and I get
off,
rid of Cedric.
Five.
So who should I get? I need 3 defenders, a midfielder, and a forward. I basically have unlimited money. Tell me.
Oh
who
my
pick.
God. Well, it sounded like you liked my Vardy thing, but maybe wait for him to play tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't wait. I'm doing all my moves right now.
You're a fucking disaster. Oh, okay. So it's between like
I'd rather get Bamford if I'm getting. I don't really want to get Vardy.
Okay, then definitely don't get him. Get either okay. Bamford or Cavani.
All right, I'll go for Cavani. I was talking about him.
Yeah. And then
I could play with Cavani. I'll go back to Bamford. I don't need to worry. I don't need more play. I just said I don't want 9 men. I don't need players, so I'm going to worry if they're going to fucking blind.
Good up. Fucking idea. You're learning. You're learning. The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Oh, God. All right. Who's next?
And what do you need?
What about Rich?
Come on.
Enough. They have a double. He never scores. All right,
just
well,
don't
who
do
else?
It. You need what? 3
need,
midfielders
I
and a defender.
I need some Everton action, dude.
Get an Everton defender.
All right, I'll get Dean in.
100% get that. You like all that? Right. You've been shouting
I
it
like
all pod.
Dean. All right. Who else? 2 defenders and a mid.
You need 2 more defenders.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of defenders. Okay.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Dallas in.
I'm just trying to think of like literally who did we just talk about because that's probably according to everyone else that's good but I don't know what we're doing.
Dallas back in.
Okay, so now 1 defender, 1 midfielder.
Yep.
Pretty exciting. There's Greenwood. As
Greenwood,
an option.
In.
Okay. Simple.
I only have
4-2.
I only have 13 million for the defender
spot. That's so amazing.
Be careful with who
be careful
you
what you wish
right
for.
Now. Wait, what about Ederson though? Cuz I'll do it later. That's fucking plenty of time for that. I want a Captain Ederson.
No, you should do it all right now.
No, but he's not playing, so I'm still fucked where
oh,
I am
right,
if
right,
I,
right.
I can't do that.
Right.
13 million for the defender. It's a tight budget.
What about like someone like Castagna or something.
Another
West Brom, Palace, Southampton, Newcastle.
Yeah, I'm just all of a sudden I'm going to wake up with all these Leicester players. I don't want it. It took me 36 weeks to get fucking Iheanacho. I don't think I can get more.
Go back to Shaw.
Fucking fat fuck. fucking hate Sean.
Who else did we just talk about? Get an Arsenal guy. Talking about get Holdinho.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, Wolves are solid too.
Wolves. I like Ait Nuri. I like that fucking little left back kid, dude.
But again, like the nailedness, isn't that what we're trying to deal with? Or maybe he is nailed, but Johnny's deaf. But I'd rather
He started three in a row.
Okay. Yeah, I got him.
Isn't Saiz less nailed because he's played a lot of games recently, actually?
Yeah.
The thing about Wolves is like there's some perversity where I really enjoy when they concede. Like I just I enjoy when they don't do well. So
is it good to hedge that emotion, or is it better to? I don't know which is better.
Maybe it's better to avoid. Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah, avoid. Just get Holdinho.
Abort. No, I don't want to get Holdinho. Oh, I should get. I'll get Patty, baby.
Who?
One Last Dance.
A PVA?
Yeah.
Amazing. Can't wait for Mitchell to start.
Yeah. Confirmed transfers -20 taken.
You just did it?
We're ready. Yeah, we're good.
Unbelievable. We're good, baby. You're fucking fully off the deep end. I'm going to text your wife and check up on you. We're good.
Still get to start a 5-3-2. It's good. It's going to go well this week.
Oh, my God. -20. I don't know. Good luck.
How are you? Thank you. Yeah. How about you? What are you looking at over there?
I think you convinced me that keeping Son over Kane is good. So I think I'll just do Kane to someone. And maybe Mindy.
Did you notice, by the way?
Oh, Bud Heavy. Very good. We need a Bud Heavy sponsorship.
I'm not the king of the game week, but I might be next week. So
if we were ever going to sell out and do a sponsorship, it would need to be a company that can give you free beers and me free seltzer. Or maybe you free beer and seltzer and me just seltzer. That would be the dream sponsor.
So like Ralph's.
Do they do both?
Like a grocery store.
I don't know. Yeah, there's companies that do both. But they sell
everything. So
we could, they could just throw in some ham also.
Shop right.
Fuck it. Give me some almond butter. Yeah, I'll probably do Kane and Mendy out. Another hit. I don't care. I just don't want to think about the keeper anymore at all. No interest in that.
So yes, take a hit to get Mendy out, or no, don't take a hit to get Mendy out?
I think I'm going to take a hit to get Mendy out.
So, but you don't want to join... Oh, you have too many Chelsea players.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Mess.
Too many Chelsea.
What a mess.
Too many Chelsea.
Okay. So who's the... You think Patricio's the guy you're looking at?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're full on Liverpool?
Full on Liverpool.
Okay.
Full on... I don't have any City players. I could get Eddie, but like... I don't know. They don't play. That's bad. And also, they haven't been that good. Also, like
take a hit to get someone who's actually blank.
Actual blank. Yeah.
What
I
about
don't know.
Schmikes?
I could get Schmikes.
You're triple. No, you're triple.
I'm triple there. Bacon. I could get Rui. I can't get Leno. I could get
what
fucking,
about
like,
fucking
Hendo Flappy.
What about Hendo? That's fun.
But they're
annoying.
They don't keep cleans. Like they're bad at keeping cleans.
You're right.
But he's Hendo's also fun. He's like also him. Yeah, he's fun because he's like erratic and young and wears a cap.
The cap. Did you notice when he wore the cap initially? It was like not on his head at all.
Yeah, it was like balancing on like the top of his like temples.
it was like a child's youth.
Yeah, like
or
he
something.
Didn't know that you could change the size. It's like I guess this just goes on here. You know what I really like?
That's where you need Joe Hart as a third keeper to teach you how to do it.
I'm so sold on Meslier. I think he's fucking great. I actually do.
Don't think that at all.
Yeah, I think he's really good and like a big team should look at him.
I've been saying this to you since the beginning of the season, but I don't like keepers that cannot command their area. And I understand he's like 21 years old or whatever.
Super,
and you
super
know,
young.
I don't, but again, I also don't give a fuck when we're talking about FPL right now. Can he project into like one of the best goalkeepers in the world in 5 years? Sure. But when he comes out or when the balls come into the area, I'm like, holy shit, hold on to your arm. Because he's a mad ass fucking shit.
I don't disagree with that.
And I hate that. Because it takes more one talking of those about, I guess, IRL
than FPL, you know?
No, IRL, he's a really good shot stopper. He's nimble.
Really
he's
good on the ball. Really good passer.
But the air, you watch, you know, when those, they come in from the, he they're the worst set piece team in the league.
For a reason.
And he helps. Yeah. Like, he's a big reason why. He's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
So that's
But if you like
him,
dude,
you could still just do the thing of the day.
Maybe I'll just get him, but I don't know. I haven't thought about the keeper at all. I also haven't really thought about the forward at all because.
Well, you don't have much time to think about it because the game week thing starts like tomorrow or whatever. What? In two
Friday,
days.
Right? Yeah, so I'll figure it out tomorrow. God, what forward to even get is just such a disaster.
Bamford.
Bamford and just hold him the rest of the season?
Yeah, we just talked about it.
Yeah. I was just saying I want like my Leeds guys back.
The difference though with your team, I mean, I still have like dead players on my team even after taking minus 20, but you have a good bench. So if you do a Cavani thing or someone who's a little bit riskier there that you're not he subs on, you know.
But the
fair,
thing with Cavani also, it's like he doesn't even really have a higher upside than Bamford. Like, he's more expensive and plays on Manchester United, and I think that biases to be like, oh, maybe Cavani over Bamford, but, like, why? Like, Leeds are a better attacking team, and they have really good fixtures after this week.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'll just go Bamford. Maybe I'll go fucking Gale. Get my first Newcastle player of the season. That's the goal for the rest of the season, just collect all the Pokemon, just fill up our Pokedex.
I mean, you could also just, like, not do that and just keep Kane, because you still have a team.
Yeah, well,
you
the
might
thing
get
is,
10 out, but...
That's the thing. Because I still have Christensen, Rudiger. Well, it's really just them. And one of them will start. So I'll probably end up getting 10 unless Mitchell plays, is what I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is it worth a hit if you're thinking that you want your Spurs guys for the next couple? It might not be.
I think you're probably right, especially your Bamford with a bad fixture. So maybe I get 10 out this week. I just fix Mendy. And then the week after, if Kane plays the cup, keep him. If he doesn't, then I use the transfer on Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's probably most sensical. Who are you capping this week?
I think like probably Mo. I'm not sure.
Mo, right? Trent maybe also.
I'm still a little bit.
Trent's been playing so well.
He's been really good, but I'm not feeling their defense. It just looks like there's so many moments in the game where they're just like you're holding on for dear life kind of thing.
Especially
or
with
them out.
Especially when Fab's at center back were so much worse.
Yeah,
like when he's not in midfield, it's just like a gaping hole. Yeah.
But dude, Trent, last 4, 8 points, 11, 12, 9. Whew.
There's also Vardy, Andy, and Nacho, home palace. That's very real. Like
that's true. That's true.
That's a really, really good fixture.
I'll probably go on Mo, though. I think, you know, Liverpool right now seem like they're in a little bit of a unique position where they don't have any other games left, and literally every other good team does.
Yeah.
So... I like that. Mo just had his rest. So home Newcastle, you know, I'm probably going to stick with Mo here on this one.
Yeah, very fair.
Yeah.
Right. No asses to slap this week. No new signups. Bad job by us. That's it, bro.
Cool.
Short, tidy, compact. Hopefully I get you back into FPL sometime.
Minus 20 won't hurt.
Yeah, we'll see. Any last words?
No. See you tomorrow.
What?
I don't know why I just said that.
I
was talking to you. Not like I forgot we were fucking potting. I was like to you because, like, you know, we talk every day.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you tomorrow. Sounds good. TTYL.
That's a good sign off.
Yeah, that's a good sign off. Yeah, all right. TTYL. BRB. Check us out at FMLfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLfield. Support patreon.com/FMLfield. Subscribe.
Podcast Network.